Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. Let me make one thing clear. Our invasion of Afghanistan was, in my opinion, a mistake. We probably should have focused on killing or capturing Osama bin Laden using missile strikes or special forces operations. But that's not what happened. We did invade Afghanistan, and we toppled the Taliban. But then the George W. Bush administration took its eye off the ball and focused on the unnecessary war in Iraq instead. But despite the failures of the Bush administration, we did set up a functioning government in Afghanistan, a deeply flawed, corrupt, and inefficient government that was never in control of the entire country, but one that did provide some degree of stability and progress to a fairly large section of the nation. The media and many politicians have described what was happening in Afghanistan as endless war. This was wildly inaccurate. In fact, our troops' presence in Afghanistan was very small and engaged in very little actual fighting. Once in a while, they would do a counterterrorism operation, but most of the time when there was fighting in Afghanistan, it was the Afghan military doing it, with our troops providing air support. Over the past several years, our troops suffered very few casualties. I think that Obama, Trump, and Joe Biden were all misguided in their eagerness to leave Afghanistan. Let me point out that our departure from Iraq almost resulted in ISIS taking over the entire country. We had to go back in there and chase them out. It would have been better if we had reduced our presence, but maintained a strategic presence in various parts of the country. This would have probably prevented the ISIS invasion in the first place. The fact is, there are U.S. military bases all over the world, including several countries in the Middle East. We've been in Europe since World War II. Nobody calls that an endless war. Our presence there has maintained stability and deterred Russian aggression. We also have bases in Japan and Korea that have been there for years, and those deter both the Russians and the Chinese. Over the years, we have come to accept those bases as just facts. Nobody talks about them or even thinks about them, but it serves the interests of the U.S. to have that presence all around the world. And our presence in Afghanistan served our interests also. Looking at those bases as something new and different and a departure from the norm was simply flawed thinking. We've always kept bases in all kinds of places. And keeping the Taliban at bay was a good thing for us and for the Afghan people. And even though ISIS and the Taliban are enemies, Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are not. So even though it may have been a mistake to get involved in the first place, I have no doubt that leaving Afghanistan was an even bigger mistake. Thanks for listening.